Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding? Unbelievable.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California, live. This is 2 hours of Sports Overnight America. I am Johnny Taco, soon to be joined by my All-Stars folks. And you can join me as well on the toll-free if you'd like. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're talking Major League Baseball. Yeah, those Chicago Cubs, they're off and running, folks. This may be the year. 1908, 2016, long time. This is the year of the Cubs, baby. We're talking Major League Baseball. We're talking NBA. We're talking the passing of the great Dave DeBuscher. New York Knicks, of course, passed away. This is his birthday. We're going to celebrate his birthday. Great, great player. We're going to celebrate the life, the career of the great Wilt Chamberlain. Wow, all kinds of things to talk about. Pro wrestling tonight. We'll talk pro wrestling with Dr. Mike. Charles J is here in hour number two. Straight up, lots of sports to talk about. So we've got open phone lines around the world. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. College football off the top. Teams just rolled. Number one, Alabama. Number two, Ohio State. Just kicking butt, folks. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, live from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California, on Sports Byline.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
New bombshell allegations about Donald Trump's predatory behavior toward women have surfaced after a week in which Trump's supporters repeatedly tried to make excuses for his comments bragging about sexual assault. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. Even before these latest allegations, the Access Hollywood tape and the resulting fallout had resulted in a tailspin. In fact, he's been doing so badly that his campaign has been reduced to arguing that they should actually be losing to Hillary Clinton by more, as Trump campaign manager Kellyanne Conway tried to argue Tuesday on CNN.
Why is this woman at 46%? She's like the magic 46. She's 46% in the new NBC News Wall Street Journal poll. She's 46%
in
a lot of these swing states.
Though.
And try... Pardon me? Well, but Anderson, she's running as the first female president who has a sitting president and first lady, much more popular than she'll ever be.
Your candidate is below 40%. She's got it.
Is it a question?
No. But this is a question. What are you talking about? You think Hillary should be farther ahead because she's running as the first female president? If running as the first female president was an advantage, it probably would have happened before 2016.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
What is hip? Start date October 16, 2016. I don't want to start off by gloating, but I will. Hey, I told you the Oakland Raiders were going to Las Vegas a year ago. I told you this. It's a done deal. That's right. The NFL has to approve it, but the bottom line is the people that have the money. Talk about the folks that run the Las Vegas Review Journal. The big money in Vegas, they put it all down, put up $715 million straight up. The Oakland Raiders will be playing in Las Vegas before the 2019 season. Mark my words in stone. Straight up, they are the first, of course, one of three franchises looking to get out of the Oakland. Of course, Oakland across the street from the, across the bay from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Considered, like the B-League of San Francisco as far as cities are concerned, because the Warriors are coming back to San Francisco. Of course, they were the former San Francisco Warriors for like decades. And now, of course, now they're the Golden State Warriors. They're going to come back and play by the city, by the bay down there in the Yerba Buena Gardens. That probably happened in 2017, 2018. So straight up, you know, the Warriors are leaving. The A's, they want out of town. The Oakland A's, they don't like the Coliseum. It's a piss-poor town as far as baseball is concerned. I mean, 15,000 people show up for a game. Hey, that's a big deal, the Oakland Coliseum. The bottom line is the A's suck. The Warriors, well, they choked big time. You know they choked. I told you that, too. They choked against LeBron James. LeBron came into town with all that momentum in Game 7, and he stuffed it right down Steph Curry's throat. Straight up, the NFL title, the NBA title, of course, went to the Cleveland Cavaliers and King LeBron James. But straight up, the A's are leaving, the Warriors are leaving, the Raiders are gone. Who's left? Oh, yeah, Andre Ward, the undefeated Olympic gold medalist from 2004, undefeated world champion, of course, taking on Sergey Kovalev, November the 19th, HBO pay-per-view from the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. That's right, the hometown kid, the Olympic gold medalist, could not get a fight in his hometown as far as the title fight is concerned. This pay-per-view event went to Las Vegas because Oakland can't put up the money. The bottom line is, Oakland's just not doing it. The Dubs, the Warriors... Good God, nobody's staying in Oakland. How about that L.A. Rams, T.J. McDonald, a safety pleaded not guilty to a DUI that he was arrested for back in L.A. when he crashed his car into a parked car. The bottom line is he has to take mandatory AA meetings. The judge said twice a week. He says, I can't make it twice. Who can you make it once? So they're arguing over that. Bottom line is the 25-year-old is due back in court later this month. Custom cleats, baby. Gotta like them, man. I mean, they're pretty cool. Have you seen these cleats? It's sort of like Amber Brown, of course, the MMA fighter, going to turn pro next week at that Bellator 162 card. He's made these cleats. And remember Kevin Ferguson? I used to call him Kimbo Slice. Of course, the fighter, he was born Kevin Ferguson, died about 6 months ago from a heart attack. He's got some cleats out, and they look pretty good. Of course, may he rest in peace, Kevin Ferguson. Not the greatest fighter in the world, but you know he was okay. Hey, how about this one? Donald Sniff, I'm talking about smells like spit with an H. Donald Trump says he wants both he and Hillary Clinton to be drug tested prior to this Wednesday's final debate. I say screw the drug test. Screw the drug test. What about a Rorschach test? What about that? What about psychological exam? I think that's what we need. Speaking of the Donald, hey, how about this one? Little John the rapper said that Don called him an Uncle Tom to his face. He didn't like it. He told Donald Trump, hey, man, you can't call me an Uncle Tom. The bottom line is, you know, this man is running for the presidency of the United States. But I'm going to tell you right now, and this is another thing I don't have to, like, go out on a limb for, because this is what's going to happen. He's going to lose the biggest landslide in the history of voting, I think. I really do. I mean, I'm telling you, man. Hillary Clinton, the most unpopular wench on the street. There's no doubt about it. Nobody likes her. I mean, if she was on fire, nobody would go across the street, you know what, on her to put her out. Maybe Bill. Because she's, you know, she's in the money cow now. But the bottom line is nobody likes her. And Trump, of course, sexual assault, sexual assault, sexual assault. Need I say any more? I don't think so. Straight up, Donald Trump is headed for a big, big loss. Bottom line is, Ole Miss quarterback Chad Kelly, he just won't get hit, man. He's been punked. He's been rejected. He's been thrown to the curb by ex-porn star Mia Khalifa. Of course, she's a Florida State buff, but the bottom line is he tried it twice in public, man, and she put him down twice in public. Hey, pal, she's putting you down on social media. She's making you look bad. You look like a buffoon. The bottom line is give it up, man. Take a hint. And in an era where NFL players are more likely to be punch drunk at the age of 40 than, say, Joe Louis at the age of 60, Joe Louis being the former world heavyweight champion, for those of you that don't go back that far, this is the same era in which Dallas Cowboys owner, the great Jerry Jones, denies there's any relation between brain damage and the NFL. Brain damage of guys at 300 pounds running each other at 15 miles an hour. No brain damage here, says the NFL godfather Roger Goodell. But guess what, Roger? Just like a lot of other people that make a lot of money, you've got a lot of blood on your hands. I kid you not. That's just the way I feel. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network live all across America. Of course, this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Johnny Talking as All-Stars coming to you live from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay. You can join us on the toll-free if you want, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. I mentioned Dave DeBuscher's birthday, of course, in 1940. Man, he was a great player. And besides that, he was a great man outside of basketball. I kid you not. Hey, and on this day, and what is it, 1962? Yeah, 1962, the NBA Milwaukee Bucks played their first game. Wow, that's a long time ago. I kid you not. And in 1968, take that back, 1968, yeah, they played their first game, losing to the Chicago Bulls 89-94. That was in Milwaukee. The Mets beat the Baltimore Orioles to win the 66 Major League World Series. That was in five games back in 1969. You are tuned to Sports Byline all across America. I am the Taco Man, soon to be joined by Zach Attack Young. Open phone lines around the world. Join me, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Byline.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything. You want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In the aftermath of the debate, polls of actual debate watchers gave Hillary Clinton a decisive win, but not if you ask Team Trump, who loved Trump's performance so much, they even complimented the way he wandered around the stage. Like British politician and Brexit supporter Nigel Farage.
I thought he was like a big silverback gorilla prowling the studio.
Prowling the studio? It looked like he was wandering around like he was waiting for his microwave burrito to be done. Also, why did we let the Brexit guy Brenter the United States? Sorry, bro, but you gotta go back to Bringland. Bri-bri. Now, Donald Trump's political obituary has been written many times, so we shouldn't jump the gun here. Watching this election has been like watching the last 10 minutes of a slasher movie. Okay, he was on fire, and he fell off the roof. That's got to be it. Oh, my God, Hillary, he's still alive!
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Good to see you're still alive. I think I like you.
To the station.
23 make it 24 minutes past there. I am the Taco Man, bringing in my all-star Taco Man, Zach Attack Young. And Zach, man, I know we'll get the superstar Clayton Kershaw in hour number two, and he's going to play tomorrow, but straight up later today. Man, if it wasn't for Clayton Kershaw, the Dodgers would not be in the playoffs.
You have a very good point there. That is definitely the key to their rotation at this moment.
And I'm of the opinion, I know what everybody says, that you're out of your mind, but I'm telling you, I'd put him in. I would work him to death. I think he's a key to winning the World Series. Actually, him getting in there with the Dodgers. The Dodgers and the Cubs would hook it up. If they were in the, you know, different leagues, that'd be great. But the bottom line is, it's going to go down to the Dodgers and the Cubs. What do you like there?
You know, I do think that the Dodgers have a good chance in this series. They showed that tonight. They were able to generate a good amount of hits. If not for Blanton just putting up a terrible performance in his relief, they really had a chance in that game. They tied it in the eighth inning, 3-3. So the final score of 8-4 wasn't really indicative of the game itself.
Okay. When you look at the playoffs, right, I mean, this 1908 thing with the Chicago Cubs, and, you know, we visit this every couple of years in the world of sports. Anytime the Cubs make the playoffs or the clubs are close to getting into the playoffs in the year, we say, is this the year? Is this the year? Is this the year? This looks like the best year possibly ever for the Chicago Cubs in my mind. What about you?
I think you could be right. I mean, they got to cap it off, but they got to get past the Dodgers, and then they got to get past the AL winner. But other than that, yeah, I agree with you. I mean, this looks like the type of team that could finally break that curse.
Okay, let's talk about this, the AL series. What do you like in the American League and why?
Well, right now the Indians are up in that series, so I think that right now they're looking to break their own curse, and the city of Cleveland is really becoming a story this year.
Stipe Miocic, the world heavyweight champion of the UFC. Of course, he knocked out Fabrice Verdum and took the title. Of course, now we'll talk about it a little bit later, but Verdum's going to take on Cain Velasquez. That's going to be one hell of a fight, man. UFC, I think that's going to go down on December the 30th with Ronda Rousey taking on Amanda Nunes for the World Bantamweight Championship. We'll get to that a little bit later in combat sports. Straight up, it's baseball right now. Cleveland making a mark, but you know, Cleveland's always got that, they've always had that choke label. They just seem to choke it off. Somehow, I think that Cleveland's going to find a way to blow this, lead or not.
Yeah, well, you know what? You look at the teams that are in it, and the Dodgers, I have to admit, they have a bit of a choke label in the playoffs the last couple decades. I mean, you got the Cubs. They've been a choke artist for more than 100 years now. The Cleveland hasn't won since 1948. I mean, man, like that's a lot. Like the thing that's kind of cool about this MLB playoffs is pretty much no matter what teams get into the World Series, it's going to be pretty historic.
No doubt about that. We're talking sports, folks. The next hour and a half, of course, this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Radio Network, of course, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, iTunes.com. Zach, I can keep going, but you don't have 2 or 3 hours for me to list all the internet platforms, do you?
Oh, no, we're in too many places,
Too many places, no doubt about that. So straight up, the Major League Baseball playoffs as they stand right now, where are we looking at the World Series? If you had to pick who's going to play in the World Series right now, would you go with the Cubs and the Indians?
You'd have to give them that edge because they're both ahead in their series. I think that the Indians are more of a lock, especially since they're up 2-0. I definitely think the Dodgers-Cubs series is far from over because they put out their weakest starter tonight, the Dodgers did, and the Cubs put out their best guy.
Interesting. Of course, I want to mention on this day in sports history, October 16, 1968, both Tommy Smith and Juan Carlos raised their fists during the raising of the gold medal in the national anthem, of course, when they got their gold medals for running track down there. And the bottom line is they were scorned for decades, but this happened October 16th, 1968. Now, back to baseball. Right now, Alex Rodriguez doesn't have a home. Is there anybody that's really interested in signing him, or is he just, like, pontificating?
I've heard a little bit about the Miami Marlins signing him. I could definitely see that. And really, when a guy is that good, you know, that Hall of Fame level player, as much as he might be a turd, as you say.
But he's got the best swing ever, doesn't he?
He really does. I mean,
if his swing were porno movies, you would not need Viagra, right?
I don't think you would. I mean, the guy just... And he's that close to breaking the home run record. Somebody will pick him up at some point, I think.
Yeah, and of course, I thought that was a little chicken spit tonight, this season. Of course, the Yankees not playing in the last couple of months. Was he like 3 or 4 home runs away from tying some record?
Yeah. I mean, he only needed a couple more to pass over 700, which is historic in itself. And I think he could have done it. I think he could have probably got past, you know, Barry Bonds' record. So it would have been interesting to see.
Okay, Big Poppy is done. I mean, he's retired. He's got these bad feet. He says he's not going to come back. Will he play in 2017? No?
I doubt it. He had that farewell, and, I mean, he did a lot for the city of Boston, and I think that if I were him, I'd walk away at this moment.
Okay, let's talk about the big story. The Oakland Raiders moving to Las Vegas. When I predicted this a year ago, everybody sort of like, remember? But I told you, when the guys that own the Las Vegas Review-Journal, I can't think of the guy's name right now, but he's also one of those guys that are big into the Republican Party. When him and the Fertittas and all these people that own the UFC, when they all pool their money together and pull together billions, I mean billions of dollars, they're going to get an NFL team. And the Oakland Raiders are going to play the NFL games in, I believe, Las Vegas beginning in 2018, if not 2017. This is a major move for the city of Las Vegas. But Oakland, as I mentioned in the Wood is Hip segment, Zach, I mean, nobody wants to be in Oakland anymore. Let's be honest. I mean, the A's want to get out of town. The A's are willing to go just about anywhere. Okay, the Warriors are coming back to the city by the bay. The Raiders are leaving. That leaves Andre Ward. Of course, he can't fight at home because people in Oakland don't come out to see him when he fights. So he had to take his fight to Las Vegas. What is it with Oakland? Why is it Oakland can't support a team? I mean, they support the choke-happy Golden State Warriors of 2016, but outside of that, they don't support anybody. And the people that live in Oakland, they don't support the Warriors anyway. Those aren't Oakland people sitting in those seats. Those people are from Danville and all these communities around here, but they're not from Oakland.
Well, you know, I think Oakland sports fans are good sports fans. I think it's just difficult. Oakland has a reputation, and you and I, you know, we enjoy Oakland, but a lot of people are kind of afraid of Oakland and the levels of violence in the city. That I think it's kind of one of those things where these owners do look at moving out of the city, as sad as it is, and I feel bad for Oakland because I think that they do have good fan bases there.
But isn't it a case where, you know, there's some pockets of Oakland that are really bad. There's some pockets of a lot of cities that are really bad. But the bottom line is, for the most part, Oakland's a nice place to live. Oakland's a nice place to raise your kids. In fact, you know, I'm not big on public schools. I sent my daughter went to private school, Catholic school here in the city, by the way, Mercy out there on 19th Avenue. So I'm a big advocate of private schools. Zach, are you listening to me on the private school thing? Hint, hint.
Oh, yeah, I'm hearing loud and clear.
So the bottom line is, the Oakland schools sort of suck, okay, and that's just the way it is. But I think that if parents were together, get together and work with their kids a little bit more and take their kids to school and want to work with the teachers, I think that's the key to building up the acumen, the intelligence of the Oakland student body. But the bottom line is, Oakland schools are hurting a little bit. But the city of Oakland itself, beautiful, nice weather. Everybody's moving over there. 10,000 families moving out a month, I heard, Zach. In other words, gentrification, the folks that are rich are coming into Oakland and the poor folks are being forced out.
And I feel for that. I know a lot of people are going to Antioch and some of those areas like
Antioch. Antioch. Oh, those people up in Antioch are going, it's Antioch, buddy, not Antioch.
Well, you know, I'm from Southern California.
Yeah, Pittsburgh, California, without the H at the end. And, of course, I'm talking about Antioch, California, all those cities up there. I mean, that's where the people from Oakland are going. And the bottom line is, they're losing these prime pieces of property. Let's not talk about that. Let's go back to the Raiders now. I think the Raiders are hot this year. This is like the perfect time to move, Zach. They're going to have a winning season. They might make the playoffs. I mean, things might happen this year for the Raiders that we didn't think were going to happen, because, you know, we thought the Raiders were going to be good, better than the Niners for sure, but we didn't think they'd be studs.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the Raiders have definitely exceeded expectations, and honestly, they might be a favorite in the AFC if it keeps going this way.
Okay, what do you think the key? Do you think Derek Carr? Do you think a quarterback is the key? Is he the key?
Derek Carr is the key. I mean, he's honestly been one of the best quarterbacks in the league this year. Just statistically, he's throwing a lot of touchdowns and not too many picks. And, you know, he's getting Crabtree involved. Crabtree looks like he's, you know, found like a new life on the Raiders.
Zach, how come we gave him no respect? I mean, he got less respect than Rodney Dangerfield from us.
I didn't understand that, because he was starting to get like over 1,000 receiving yards a season in San Fran. So to me, it was kind of crazy that they just let him walk like that. But then again, a lot of 49ers players left.
Yeah, the 49ers are not what they were. Of course, Colin Kaepernick's going to start today. I think that's great news. And of course, Colin Kaepernick, the 49er quarterback that took his team within 5 yards. Now, 5 yards is like, what, 5 times 12, 60 inches. From the world championship of the NFL. He came within 5 yards of winning the Super Bowl, man. That was real close. And then to have the crescendo, to fall like he's fallen. Man, I mean, I can't think of a guy that's fallen faster and further. But then again, he's got his comeback, and it's tomorrow. Is he going to prevail?
I think he will, you know. Even if they don't win the game, if he puts up a good performance, that's all he can really do. But I think they have a good chance of winning that game. I mean, I think the Bills, they've been scraping by. They've been getting some good wins, but I think they're about due for a loss. And the Niners should be able to generate a lot more offense with Colin Kaepernick under center.
Zach, what about notorious RBG? I'm talking about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the Supreme Court Justice. She got all over Colin Kaepernick, and she said she was wrong. So she's pretty cool, wasn't she? She came out and blasted him. She said, you know, I overdid that, and I was wrong. And she came out and said she was wrong. I thought that was sort of cool.
That's cool that she said she was wrong. You won't find a lot of judges that will admit that they were wrong.
Exactly, especially Supreme Court judges. We're talking Major League Baseball, of course, the Cubs. This is your year, 2016, 108 years since they've won the World Championship, 108 years. Is this the year? I think this is the year. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast all across America. We've got open phones. I take that back. Zach and I will talk to you around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're talking combat sports next up here on Sports Byline. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man. Welcome to my grill, a.k.a. the Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay. San Francisco, California. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, live on Sports Byline.
5-5, bottom of the eighth with two out. Here's the 1-2. Base hit into right field. Here comes Tolles, and he will score. Utley delivers, and the Dodgers take a 6-5 lead.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
No respect. No respect.
Can take you anywhere you want to go. And Guitar Center is the best place to start the journey. Save up to 25% on over 200,000 guitars, amps, and accessories from major brands. Get an Epiphone limited edition Les Paul for just $399, an Ibanez Electric for $249, a Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustic Electric for $199, or D'Addario Strings 3-packs for $10. Where will your new guitar take you? Guitarathon is going on now at Guitar Center.
Your own personal box office awaits you at TicketsAlways.com, across the street from historic Wrigley Field. Up the stairs to a stairway to heaven. The best seats at fair prices at Box Office Tickets at TicketsAlways.com. Professional, user-friendly website at TicketsAlways.com. This truly could be the year for your Chicago Cubs. Have a great seat to perhaps watch baseball history unfold on the north side. A ticket agency on your side. Box Office Tickets, TicketsAlways.com.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here to tell you that I love chicken and football. And now there's a perfect way to bring my two loves together by watching chicken while eating football. This Sunday, grab a KFC $20 fill-up. Now with 12 extra crispy tenders, two large mashed potatoes, a coleslaw, and four biscuits. Wait, I think I made a mistake earlier. Don't eat football, eat chicken. Sorry for the confusion. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
He has done it! We have a new heavyweight champion in the world!
Even before all the GOP infighting, Trump was losing. He was losing before the debate and the Access Hollywood tape. And the last week has only made things worse. Of course, Trump can't stomach the reality that he's losing, so instead he just pretends he isn't by complaining that even the polls are rigged against him, as he did yesterday.
We get crowds like this everywhere, but we get them in Ohio, we get them in Florida, we're doing unbelievable. We have one in Florida coming up, 25,000, minimum, 2 days. But we're getting them. But they said, there's no way. We're three down. Even the polls are crooked, I'm telling you.
Just because you draw big crowds doesn't mean you're winning the election. If all you needed to win was a big crowd of people, our next president would be IKEA on a Saturday.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
I am 48 hours away from San Juan, Puerto Rico. Of course, the 29th annual WBO convention, straight up the October 17th to the 21st at the Caribbean Hotel in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Yes, the Taco Man will be there. Pedro Fernandez will be in the house as well. And of course, oh, Puerto Rico, this is a beautiful place to go. Of course, the World Boxing Organization, the concept behind this year's convention is all about in-the-ring safety. Of course, in-the-ring safety, of course, I wrote about that in depth, and we talk about that in depth after when I get back, because we'll read the story that I wrote for the WBO program. Of course, can't read it now because it's got a debut in the program, and that'll happen on Monday. So straight up, when I come back, I'll read that story to you, and we'll talk about the safety in the world of boxing. Straight up, we're talking boxing, mixed martial arts with my man, Zach Attack Young. Zach, let's go back last week, of course, to the UFC 204, Michael Bisping and Hendo Henderson, of course, the rematch. Bisping not winning so decisively now. What's next for him? Is there an opponent on the online for him?
Well, what's crazy is they've talked about matching him up with Vitor Belfort, which I don't really understand.
Vitor got licked like a stamp?
Yeah, I guess they want to see him avenge those losses. They really seem to be playing favorites with Michael Bisping because, you know, he is a good friend of Dana White. But I think
he sleeps with Dana White.
he very well might.
He shacks up with Dana White. You know, Dana White, when Vitor Belfort did that steroid number on Michael Bisping in a fight that Bisping was supposed to win, I think Vitor was something like 36, almost 37 years old. And he like, boom, just knocked him out. Of course, he looked like he was 25 from those Flintstone vitamins. Once he realized that this steroid replacement therapy, cheating steroids that he was all behind, I'm talking about Dana White, once he realized his guy got beat because of it, he was against it. Of course, now Vitor can't fight very well. Vitor was beat by Gegard Mousasi. They don't want to fight Mousasi, do they?
No, they don't seem to. I mean, well, there's Mousasi. There's a couple fighters, though, you know, that he could be taking on. The Yoel Romero, Chris Weidman winner. I mean, he could fight Jacare Souza. There's a couple of hungry middleweights out there would certainly possibly put up a better fight than Dan Henderson, although he did put up a great fight.
You know, Zach, in boxing people sort of understand that you can't fight death matches every time out. But in the UFC, I mean, guys are throwing in death matches after death matches after death matches. So what I'm trying to tell you is that your longevity is not going to be there unless you're licking guys like a stamp real easy. I mean, the bottom line is something's going to happen sooner rather than later.
Yeah, it's a tough business, and I mean, it's great for the fans, but at the same time, it kind of ends up damaging some of these champions, and they don't end up sticking around that long. I mean, you look at the heavyweight division, and there hasn't been a long reigning champion there.
No, but we'll get to that in just a minute. Straight up, let's talk about Eddie Alvarez and Conor McGregor. Of course, the main event, a UFC lightweight title, 155, 155 pounds, is on the line. UFC going to Madison Square Garden, the Mecca of boxing, across the street from the Great Hotel Pennsylvania, where they have the biggest rooms in town. I kid you not. November the 12th at MSG. Of course, that's live on UFC pay-per-view. Conor McGregor and Eddie Alvarez in the main event. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to say that Eddie Alvarez, if he can maintain a size advantage over Conor McGregor, he's got a shot here, okay? But if he goes into a striking and wants to strike back and forth with Conor, he might not find that too nice.
Right, that's the thing in this fight is Eddie Alvarez has a good chance of grappling with Conor McGregor, but it's just going to be if he can get Conor McGregor to the ground, because if he can't, that's going to be a long or short night.
Bottom line is I still want to see Conor McGregor go back to 145 and take on Jose Scarface Aldo, but I don't think that'll ever happen. Tyrone Woodley and Stephen Thompson. Tyrone Woodley, the newly crowned champion, another striker, a great striker. He's taking on Stephen Thompson. I think we both think Stephen's going to win there, right?
Yeah, they're both good strikers. What do you see in Thompson that makes you think that he'll beat Woodley?
Momentum. He's on a roll. I think he's on a roll right now. And I like, you know, I think that momentum and roles are so important in sports. I mean, talk about the Golden State Warriors and the Cleveland Cavaliers going into Game 7. I mean, you know, they had lost like three games in a row. The momentum was on the side of the Cleveland Cavaliers. And a lot of times in sports, when momentum's rolling against you, it's like you can't turn back a river, Zach.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you look at basically any champion, and it's all about getting on a roll.
Yeah. Okay, now UFC Fight Night, November 13th. That's going to be in Ireland. We'll go November, take it back, November 27th, UFC Fight Night, Rockhold in Jakarta. That's going to be in Melbourne, Australia. UFC goes back to Las Vegas for the December the 3rd, the Ultimate Fighter Tournament Champion Finale. Then it's UFC Fight Night. Then this is the card I want to talk about. I'm talking about UFC 207. Forget UFC 206. Yeah, it's December the 10th, and Daniel Cormier is going to defend his title on that card. But we'll talk about UFC 207. The ending card, the USC, basically the New Year's Eve card, December the 30th from Las Vegas, Nevada, the T-Mobile Arena, on top of the main event, the babyface assassin, or I call her the babyface lesbian, Amanda Nunes, of course, the defending USC 135-pound women's champion. Of course, that belt's been passed around like a cheap date. Ronda Rousey gave it to Holly Holm. Holly Holm gave it to Misha Tate. Misha Tate gave it to Amanda Nunes. Now Amanda Nunes is going to defend against Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey coming back 1 year almost to the, well, 11 months after getting, you know, beaten up by Holly Holm. Bottom line is Amanda Nunes is a very good, strong fighter. Can she grapple? Can she do the judo thing with Ronda? Because anybody Ronda does the judo thing on, it's over.
Right. That's the thing is if she tries to grapple with Ronda, you still got to favor Ronda. But if she strikes with Ronda, I mean, Holly Holm showed that that's not the hardest thing in the world to do.
You're tuned to the Sports Byline broadcast, and we're talking chicks, of course, Amanda Nunes and Ronda Rousey. I would have to favor Ronda Rousey here, even though I really want Amanda Nunes to win. Why is it Ronda Rousey's the favorite in my mind? I'm setting the line here, say 9-5. Why am I setting that line?
I can see it. It's because of the long range she had. But, you know, you and I have talked in the past, and that loss that she took with the mystique now gone, I don't know. I think that this fight is really anybody's fight, and I wouldn't want to bet on this one.
Zachary, what happened to Mike Tyson after he was beaten up by Buster Douglas? Never the same.
Never the same, and I could see that happening to Ronda Rousey, certainly. I mean, she had that era of invincibility to her.
Yeah, but once that egg is cracked, folks, we don't know if you can put the yolk back in. Bottom line is the guy that's had his yolk cracked a couple of times, Cain Velasquez, a former UFC heavyweight champion, of course, taking on Fabricio Verdum in a rematch. These guys clashed for the world heavyweight title a couple of years ago. Velasquez would win in the favorite down there in Mexico City, and Verdum beat him up bad. I think stopped him like the third or the fourth round. The bottom line is Verdum lost his title to the aforementioned Stipe Miocic, of course, of Cleveland, Ohio, and Stipe is now the champion. And Fabrice and Cain are going to duke it out to see who fights Stipe Miocic in 2017. This is a hell of a fight here. This is two guys. The winner goes forward, and the loser, I think, goes home.
Right. You're correct about that. And I think I favor Cain Velasquez, even though he lost the first fight pretty decisively. You talk about momentum, and I think Fabricio Verdum has lost a lot of momentum now.
Well, Cain is a monster. I told you I watched him train. Remember I told you he was training like – they have five-minute rounds. He would have, like, three guys in the ring and the octagon with him, and he'd throw one guy around for, like, a minute and a half, and then they'd give him another fresh guy, and he'd throw that guy. I mean, good Christ, man. I mean, if you have one guy in the octagon with you for 5 minutes, that's hell. But you're talking about three different guys, three fresh guys. He's an amazing cardio specimen, probably the best cardio in all of MMA, except for that time he tried to cheat Mother Nature and went down there and tried to play in the high altitude of Mexico City. Outside of that, Cain's been pretty on it.
Yeah, definitely. And now that it's sea level Cain, I think he might have a better shot.
Sea level Cain, of course, taking off for Beast of Doom. And a guy from Men in Black 2, Mike Pyle, is back. I don't know why Mike Pyle is in the co-feature here, the pay card, but he's on this card in the welterweight bout, taking on Alex Garcia. Of course, we're talking about the big card, December the 30th, T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada. If you'd like to set your sights in Las Vegas around New Year's Eve, this is a good one to go. You can go to New Year's, you can go to some entertainment down there, but the bottom line is on the 30th, you can watch this card live, the T-Mobile Arena, Amanda Nunes and Ronda Rousey. Now, we go to Bellator. What's happening in the world of Bellator across the pond? Is Scott Coker finally getting this promotion going here in your mind?
It seems like they're starting to generate more buzz for Bellator. I really like to see when they do these mixed matches what can Bellator do to differentiate itself from the UFC? And one thing that I really liked that they did was when they did that tournament that was all those fights on the same night, which was kind of like old school UFC. I thought that was a lot more exciting and it was something different. And it was like, oh, well, this is something that they don't do in UFC anymore.
How about if we go back? I got about a minute here before the break. How about if we go back to no time limit? I mean, this is Rumble. This ring the bell, and who's ever standing at the end wins.
I like it. I mean, it would be something different. Just see how it goes. I mean, it might not be the safest thing for the fighters, but if they could figure that out where they could do it in a safe way, I say why not?
Hey, the fighters like it. I've talked to a lot of MMA fighters. They like the concept of going for that, just going for broke, baby. Let's ring the bell, and whoever wins at the end wins at the end. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is your Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Of course, the annual WBO Convention, number 29, October 17th through 21st at the Caribbean Hotel in San Juan, Puerto Rico. This segment of Ring Talk, this segment of Sports Byline, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Everybody's mad at the white man. Get guys blowing up federal buildings because they're mad at the government. Get the Latinos. Did you see that last week right here in L.A.? Picketing all the networks. You know about this? The Hispanics, the Mexicans. I don't know what the hell to call you this week. But the Mexican people were picketing the networks saying that during prime time, you will see no Latinos on TV. What are you talking about? You got cops? You got America's Most Wanted? Why? You have Adventures of the Highway Patrol? There are shows for everybody. If you took the time to check your local listings, instead of bitching so much, you'll see there's shows for everyone. Not you. There's an Asian guy in the front row. After Margaret Cho, you had your shot. It didn't work out. All right, back to the kitchen. Sorry, pal.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Hey, you going to sit there and let him talk to me like that?
No. Let's go to some nice, quiet place where we can't hear him.
He's got some nerve.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Are you nuts?
Folks, I talk pro wrestling with my buddy. I'm talking about Dr. Mike Lane. He's a genius of genius when it comes to the world of pro wrestling, no doubt about that. And Dr. Mike's got this to say on Sports Byline.
Hey, everybody. I'm Dr. Mike Lane of the new No Holds Barred show, and this is your pro wrestling update on Sports Byline. No one takes you closer to the mad action than the legit pro wrestling doc. I've been a ringside through the ropes professional magazine photographer, talking with the athletes backstage, even at their homes from 1966 to current, all over the world. That also includes boxing, MMA, along with film, TV, music, comedy concert coverage from my syndicated newspaper column, which I'll share with you guys. Scoops, the works. On the next No Holds Barred radio show, I bring you into the head of Broken Matt Hardy, who I hung out with just last night, Friday, and who involved me in his post-match angle, biting me in full Broken Matt mode. Plus, the two of us talked the history of racism with MVP and Joey Ryan, and also with two named stars who just completed their NXT tryouts. Every No Holds Barred show, we also discuss this date in wrestling history and industry recent birthdays, like Stacy Keibler and what she did on it. Of course, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, was born 71 years ago today. And also today, New Japan's once-in-a-century star, Hiroshi Tanahashi, broke their unbreakable record with his seventh IWGP title win just 2 years ago today. The West Coast Hall of Fame for wrestling is just weeks away, and world legend, multi-champ Pepper Gomez will be inducted by yours truly. We'll talk to NOAA Japan legend Mike Modest and ask what he and former partner Donovan Morgan have been up to since leaving the biz. Tomorrow's guest, Will Cuevas, has been a champ in every fed he's worked for. He's adept at lucha and American style, and he just had a grueling chain match he dedicated to Terry Funk and Mick Foley. Plus, hopefully, former women's champ Brittany Brown and the latest on TNA's situation. More on Lucha Underground's Jeff Cobb and so much more, all on the next new No Holds Barred radio program. So I'm Dr. Mike Lano, and of No Holds Barred Pro Wrestling and MMA's premier talk show. Join myself and Pedro Fernandez Sundays at 5 p.m. live on Sports Byline, sportsbyline.com, and iHeartRadio.
You tune to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Zach Attack, you do the MMA Hour, of course. Dr. Mike does the Wrestling Hour. We've got MMA going tomorrow night, No Holds Barred, 5 p.m. Pacific time, 2 hours. Why is No Holds Barred? Why do we let it loose? Why do we get a little funkier in No Holds Barred than we do in any other of our programs? Why is that?
Well, it's because no holds are barred. You know, it's in the name itself. We can't have any limits to what we're doing on there.
I mean, people get gangster slaps week in and week out. One guy said to me, man, I don't even want to appear on your show. Why? Because you guys are a little rough on me. You and Zach are a little rough on me. I don't think we're rough. I think we just tell it like it is. The bottom line is we're honest. We have no talking points. Right, Zach?
Yeah, that's right. We're not being paid by any of these organizations, so we can say the truth.
Okay. Hour number two, we're talking the great Wilt Chamberlain. Man, he was a stud. 7'1", of course. We're going to talk about his basketball career, and he almost fought Muhammad Ali for the World Heavyweight Championship. Am I right?
Yeah, that certainly did happen. I mean, there's a lot to Wilt Chamberlain.
A lot to Wilt Chamberlain. Besides the fact, of course, he claims to have betted 10,000 women. The bottom line is I know a guy that's betted more people than Wilt Chamberlain. I kid you not. He lives here in the city by the bay. I won't mention his name. Take it back. His first name is Mark. He's done over 11,000. Yeah, he's had 11,000 encounters all over the world. He is a whore. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network all across America, Canada, Puerto Rico, worldwide, folks, on sportsbyline.com. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Of course, my all-star, Zach Attack Young, will be joining hour number two with Muhammad Ali and Wilt Chamberlain. We'll talk with them. We'll hear from them. We'll also hear from the great Charles Jay. We're talking sports, comedy, social issues. And we'll mention some more of Seth Meyers, featuring Seth Meyers. Of course, Seth Meyers, late night comedy here, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Once again, open phone lines around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Byline live from San Francisco.
USA Radio News. with Jules McKinney.
The gunman behind a mass shooting at a Los Angeles restaurant are still on the run. The shooting took place early today at a popular Jamaican restaurant. Some of the gunfire happened outside in the driveway, prompting a huge police response. Three people are dead and at least a dozen are injured. Investigators are questioning a man and a woman described as persons of interest. The number of people killed in North Carolina from Hurricane Matthew has increased to 26. Governor Pat McCrory says recovery is slow going, in part because areas are still inaccessible.
We have 660 roads closed, literally a lot of roads closed still, a lot of back roads. Be wary of those. We don't want you to go through them. There's structural damage. There's still flooding on many of these roads.
And coasts of Oregon are under a hurricane force wind warning as the remnants of Typhoon Songda moves east. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen, in-store only.
Controversies are swirling around both major presidential candidates with the season's final debate next week. Donald Trump is still fighting back against allegations of past sexual misconduct, accusations he is forcefully denying.
They take these lies and they put them on front pages. This is a rigged system, folks. But we're not going to let it happen.
He blames the campaign of Democratic opponent Hillary Clinton and the media. The Clinton campaign are faced with things she said or did as revealed in hacked emails from her campaign manager that were released by the anti-secrecy group WikiLeaks, including the scripts from speeches she made at Goldman Sachs. Rudy Giuliani at a Trump campaign rally in New Hampshire today criticized her for her experience as Secretary of State.
She didn't know that C on a government document meant confidential. Well, if she didn't know that, she was too stupid to be Secretary of State.
This is USA Radio News.
It started at Bunco Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Donald Trump wants drug testing before the next presidential debate. Rallying in New Hampshire, the Republican nominee questioned Hillary Clinton's stamina in the last one.
She was all pumped up at the beginning, and at the end, it was like, oh, take me down. She could barely reach her car. So I think we should take a drug test. I'm willing to do it.
Trump compared he and Clinton to athletes. He has routinely pushed theories about Clinton's health and her ability to serve as president. Trump also called out Clinton for not campaigning and instead preparing for Wednesday night's debate. The third and final presidential debate takes place in Las Vegas. Moscow is reacting to Washington's alleged cyber attack threats. A Kremlin spokesman denounced Vice President Joe Biden's comment that the U.S. would send a message to Russian President Vladimir Putin over the alleged hacking. CBS News reported the CIA was preparing a retaliatory cyber attack meant to harass and embarrass the Kremlin leadership. Washington accused the Russian government of cyber attacks on American political institutions last week. And finally, Secretary of State John Kerry says Yemen's Houthi rebels have freed two U.S. citizens. He says their release today was part of a complicated diplomatic arrangement that included airlifts for Yemenis wounded by an airstrike this past week by Saudi-led coalition. For
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Is a break for Tevez.
Oh,
first through, Luca gets around the lead.
Oh,
and sticks the dagger home. Inside, the freshman up. Oh, and they go in front. Oh, what a game.
Sports Overnight Weekend. Aquaman Radio is on the air, live from the Sports Byline Studios in City by the Bay. This is Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, with open phone lines around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're talking NFL. Of course, week number six is upon us. And straight up, Colin Kaepernick starting for the Niners. And Cam Newton's back. The biggest choke, of course, in the NFL as far as quarterbacks are concerned. And how about that guy, Dak Prescott? Of course, Tony Romo. Forget Tony Romo. Dak, he's my guy for the Dallas Cowboys. Straight up, open phone lines around the world. Talking about the great Wilt Chamberlain this hour as well. Of course, one of the greatest NBA players of all time. One of the greatest athletes of all time. In fact, he almost fought for the World Heavyweight Championship against Muhammad Ali back in 1966. Straight up, Zach Attack will be with me in just a couple of minutes. We've got open phone lines once again around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Ohio State the winner. Number one Bama winner. What can I say? That's going to be it. Down the stretch, baby, for the college football championship. I'm talking about Ohio State and Alabama duking it out next year, 2017, for all the marbles in NCAA football. This is Sports Byline.
There. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
At 6'3.5", Muhammad Ali, the heavyweight champion of the world, at 7'1", Wilt the Still Chamberlain, and what you have just seen was the decisive edge and reach that Wilt would have if these two men do in reality fight. Gentlemen, may I join you for just a minute? I'd like to bring your trainer, Angelo Dundee, in here with your handler, Drew Bodini. Fellas, would you come on in? I'd like you...
The reach don't mean nothing if you can't find nothing
I should like Angie to nothing. Measure it,
Natural
Muhammad.
Natural reach is longer.
But let the viewers see for themselves what the reach
on,
would be.
Back
to back, gentlemen.
Just get the pin.
Or you want to measure Wilt
yeah,
first.
Yeah,
all right,
first. Sign the contract. Yeah. Just get the contract. Yeah.
He got the pen out.
I got the pen. Basketball players.
Got the pen.
Football players and coaches.
Right.
What is the reach, Angie?
He's the agitator. If he wants to agitate you into a fight, I'll get you.
7 feet.
That's right. 91, 92 inches.
All right, now measure the champ, will you?
And then measure you.
Would you just back off and let them come into camera?
You don't want to get this man in trouble.
May we have your reach, please, champ?
Reach don't mean nothing. Terrell had a reach, too. Terrell had a bad jab when the fight started. You couldn't find it.
Hurry. Wait a minute, Andy.
This has been living to me, a world champion and a basketball player.
He's 78 inches and a half.
And so the edge is about a foot.
Reach don't mean
about a foot. Gentlemen, thank you very much. Gentlemen, would you join me here? Right in mid-camera position, if you will. Well, let me have your right hand.
Your right hand.
Your right hand. Let's hold it up to this camera. Now, your right hand.
Man, this don't mean nothing. David Sluk allowed.
Well, why'd you throw your slingshot away?
Slingshot, yeah, slingshot. Right? Sure.
I
can't get the ring with you,
ring,
for sure.
I have something unseen power to whip you.
You will admit that his hands are bigger even than Sonny Liston's were.
That don't mean nothing. This man don't have a chance against me.
Go ahead.
Say it again. Say it
man,
again.
Man, you know it better not do.
One more time.
Well, I tell you what. People are writing me mail from all over the country and the world. They believe you can
But I
win.
Want you to do some writing.
And Bill Russell promises. Writing. Bill Russell and a few more players are going to be my sparring partners to get rid of you. And they
I'll
all...
give you a couple of my own. I got a few of my own I'll give you.
Well, listen, we can leave.
Huh?
Put your reach out.
Let me
see what you got in there.
I got to see
show
it.
What you
go
got.
Reach there. That's
yeah,
right
that
there.
Don't mean nothing.
Very
that
easy.
Don't mean nothing.
Until you get that pen, though. See, you know.
Serious.
Pen.
Well, this match may very well come to pass. This is not real. In the last analysis, it's nice to kid about it, but it's no laughing matter. Now, how could you match his foot speed?
His foot speed?
Well, that's easy.
Well, I don't know.
Two steps and he'll
did
be
he ever knock
the
him
ring.
Out?
Two steps and he'll be across the ring.
Did he ever knock anyone out with his feet? No. Did you see him knock one out with his feet?
No.
Kangaroos use his
no,
feet.
No, right, that Ali Shuffle. Huh? That Ali Shuffle will make you scream.
Show me that's Ali good. Shuffle right now.
That's good for a shoe shine.
I'll put that Ali Shuffle
on. That's nice to think that's what you're watching. That's nice to think what you're watching. That's nice. Why should I want to watch it? I used to shine shoes myself.
I tell you what, let's put all the talking. I have a place. I have somewhere to go, Howard. And let's get the contract signed. As soon as I take care of
you hear him now. He said get the contract signed.
We'll get the contract.
Now he's talking.
We're
going to
work on it. My manager, Herbert Muhammad, has, I think he's
okay this fight.
Please talk to
him. Please talk to him. I want you to talk to him.
And after you, I want all the basketball players out there, football players, they want me beat so bad, they want to get everybody. I'll go to Mars. I don't care. I don't care if it was
you
10
to Mars?
Feet tall, I whip you.
You're right. I think Hoover said, boy named Tom Hoover, you might be going to Mars sooner than you think.
You, Tom Hoover, all of you. Me and Bill Russell are getting ready for
gentlemen,
you.
Gentlemen, I must
and
break
cut that beard off because I'm not fighting Billy Goat.
I want to definitely give you a target.
I don't want no cushioning.
I don't want you to miss.
Well, thank you for coming by. If you do fight him,
I have
good
one
luck.
Thing to say.
In the meantime, good luck for the
I
title.
I have one thing to say here on TV. I want the doctors to check you. I don't want your age checked. I want your stomach checked. I want your arm checked. I don't want no back trouble or no eye trouble.
Who's going to check you, though, I want to know?
I don't need checking.
You don't need checking.
You just be ready.
All you need is a check, right?
Thank you for it.
Let me go. You just get ready.
And so the scene is the heavyweight champion of the world leaves the stage.
Get him ready!
Set. Get him ready, he says.
Just get him ready!
And the fight may come to pass. If so, it will be an extraordinary event, I'm sure.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Tuck.
Unbelievable. That was Wilt Chamberlain and Muhammad Ali, two of the greatest athletes ever, but the focus tonight is on Wilt Chamberlain, a two-time NBA champion in 1967 and 72, an NBA Finals MVP in 1972, four-time NBA Most Valuable Player, 13-time All-Star. I mean, the guy did it all, you know, seven-time rebound leader. What is your fondest memory of Wilt Chamberlain, Johnny Taco?
His banging 10,000 chicks.
He might, you know, that's a pretty high career number. But in terms, you know, when you talk about Wilt Chamberlain, it's hard not to think of Bill Russell, as Muhammad Ali alluded to several times in that clip. Bill Russell was a foe, the main foe of Wilt Chamberlain. I mean, he got the better of him in 7 out of 8 playoff series. So that's always kind of hanging over his head. But to win the MVP four times is pretty astounding. Career. He had 31,419 points. He averaged 30.1 points per game for his whole career, which is incredible. He had 23,924 rebounds, so that's 22.9 rebounds per game. So he averaged like a super double-double in terms of that. And he actually passed a lot for a center with 4,643 assists. Wow. So there's a lot. I mean, Wilt Chamberlain was one of the most dominant players out there, and he was in the history of the NBA. And they actually had to change several rules because of him. Like, they stopped him. He was a terrible free throw shooter, as a lot of centers are. And he used to catch his free throw shots, and he would slam them. And they actually banned that because it was just too easy for him to get into the lane.
Yeah, you know, Russell had Wilt's number, but guess who had both their numbers? Nate Thurman, the late, great Nate Thurman, who passed about 6 months ago, the Golden State Warriors center. He, number 42, he had both their numbers. In fact, they told me defensively nobody was tougher than Nate. Now, Wilt Chamberlain, all the stats, I mean, the chicks. I mean, he was Mr. L.A., Mr. Hollywood. He did it all, man. I mean, he had the world by the cojones there for a while because he was all about L.A. basketball. Him and Jerry West, like, they owned the town.
Yeah, they did. And, I mean, he was able to win two championships there. So that's impressive for him to have been able to do that. And there was a season when he played with the Warriors. So he has, you know, this is perfect for our show because it connects the Bay Area and L.A. because he was on the Warriors when they're in Philly, then moved to the Bay. And when he was on that team, he averaged 41.5 points and 25.1 rebounds.
So why would the Philadelphia Warriors trade away the most valuable player in basketball? What are they trying to do, ruin their future?
I mean, they traded him for, you know, a couple players, but
did they trade him for a Jerry West and a Rick Barry? No.
No, they didn't.
But if you're going to trade Wilt Chamberlain away, aren't you going to get something like a Rick Barry and a Jerry West both?
Yeah, you definitely got to get something more back for them. I mean, this is the guy that Kobe Bryant called the greatest player in NBA history.
And of course, that's because of that 100-point game. Speaking of 100-point games, roll it.
Even against the world's best players, Will Chamberlain is simply unstoppable. The 7'1" dunk artist lifts his Philadelphia Warriors from last place to second. As a 23-year-old rookie, Chamberlain is named the league's most valuable player. In his third season, 25-year-old Will Chamberlain maintains an astonishing 50-point-per-game average. Then on March 2, 1962, against the New York Knicks, Chamberlain chases an unthinkable achievement. After three periods, the Dipper has 69 points, and the crowd is buzzing with excitement.
Will Chamberlain has the shot at a 100-point game tonight. He's already broken his own record of 78 points in a game. He's scoring at will now. Dump shot, good. Will has 98. Will needs one more hoop. He gets a pass, grabs it, and dunks it through. 100 points for Will Chamberlain. The most amazing one-man show in basketball history.
Doesn't get much better than Will Chamberlain, of course, as I said, traded from the Philadelphia Warriors to the Lakers, and of course, that's when the Lakers... Where were the Lakers before they went to L.A.? Do you remember? I mean, do you go back that far? I can't remember right now.
Yeah, it's hard to remember because they had all their success here, but they were in Minnesota before that, Minneapolis. That's actually why they're called the Lakers, because of all the lakes there.
Good point. So see, that's Zach and Tag Young. What can I say now? Will Chamberlain passed away, of course, after writing that book, and of course, the highlight of the book was all the women that he jumped in the sack. Now, I'm going to ask you, do you think those stats are probably real, or you think he was bull-spitting people?
I mean, when you're a star like that, I could definitely see a number getting away from you like that. And you even mentioned that you knew somebody who had even higher numbers than Will Chamberlain.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I know a guy that is like a bona fide. Yeah, I mean, more than 10. Yeah, crazy. Anyway, let's not talk about that. Let's talk about the NFL. Of course, we got coming up in the next segment. Straight up, we're talking NFL, baby. Betting that money, of course, the Packers. Wow, what about Dak Prescott? Can he go into like Lambeau Field and win there? You can beat the Niners. You can beat teams like that. But can he beat the Packers? We'll find out after the break. Open phone lines around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Join Zach Attack and myself. We're here until the top of the hour talking sports right here on Sports Byline.
Artis Payne up to the goal line. Touchdown, Carolina. There's a touchdown for Carolina. Cameron Artis Payne turned the corner and got to the pylon. Open receiver and a touchdown for Mike Evans.
That's what Jameis Winston is paid to do.
Winston out of the gun. Zings one, caught, and it's good for the 2 points for Adam Humphries. For the win from 38 yards, Aguayo right down the middle.
What a win for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
What the hell's going on out here?
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Tucker.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Men is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything. You want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You would think at this point, Hillary could just kick back with a glass of Chardonnay in her laptop and just keep refreshing 538.com until Election Day. After all, she's running against a lying racist buffoon who doubles as Billy Bush's wingman. And who is such a menace to democracy, he doesn't even know the date of the election, November 8th, as he proved at a rally yesterday.
Go and register. Make sure you get out and vote November 28th.
Oh, my. I can't wait to hear Trump on November 9th. CNN is so biased. They're saying Hillary's already won the election, even though it's 19 days away. I mean, come on, you guys. So that's the competition right now. Still, Hillary's ties to Wall Street have caused her problems with at least one constituency, and that's young voters, some of whom have turned to third-party candidates as a result, which is especially disheartening when you imagine Gary Johnson's take on Wall Street. Well, is it a wall or a street? Is it both? Because that sounds dangerous. Now, Hillary could speak directly to those voters' concerns about what they see as a fundamentally corrupt economic system and offer ways to address that corruption. But nah, instead, her campaign has asked for help from a surrogate many young voters may not even be old enough to remember.
Hillary Clinton is about to roll out her brand new secret weapon to win over millennials, Al Gore.
Al Gore is your secret weapon to win over young people? What, you couldn't get Matlock? And when he campaigned with Hillary yesterday, Al Gore was as exciting as ever.
For those of you who are younger than 25, you might not remember the election of 2000 and what happened here in Florida and across the country. But take it from me, it was a very close election.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Yeah, that's him, man.
Talking NFL week number 6. Open phone lines around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Zach Attack Young. Zach, week number 6 is upon us. I got to ask you, man. The Falcons, they're rocking and rolling. Number 1 scoring offense going up against the Seahawks defense. The Falcons got creative to move the football last week against Denver, of course, using back split wide to create mismatches. I mean, they did real well. The bottom line is, can they do the same this week?
Well, that's going to be a tough ask this week, but you know what? We talked about momentum. Who has more momentum than the Falcons right now?
That's true. What about the return of Cam Newton? Of course, last week he had a concussion, so he was off for 1 week for a concussion. Of course, the Panthers are like 1-4, of course, went to the Super Bowl last year. He was the guy that looked at that ball and was on the Super Bowl. The choke, he's a football choke of 2016. That's why I don't care what anybody says. But the biggest choke of 2016 was probably Jordan Spieth in the Masters, right?
Yeah, that's still probably the biggest joke because that was just a complete collapse. To be fair to Cam, he was never actually in that game.
Okay, and the second choke had to be the Golden State Warriors, right?
Oh, yeah. Actually, you know what? The Warriors might just top Spieth. That's a close one. Where are you going with that?
I don't know. The Warriors and Jordan Spieth will both give them like one. They can draw on that one. So the Panthers, they're pretty good team at 1-4, people say, but they're in danger at 1-4 going off the charts. And winning in New Orleans is never, never easy. But the Saints have got these defensive issues. What's happening?
You know what? I think I would have to favor the Saints. They're at home. And I think Cam, it might take him a while to adjust after that last game. You know, he was knocked out of that game with a concussion. We'll see if he can shake the cobwebs out. I think you got to favor New Orleans there.
You know what? You know, when that ball was rolling around on the ground in the Super Bowl, that's what he was thinking about, concussions. I kid you not. Dak Prescott in Green Bay against the Packers. The one on the road, of course, against the Washington team. I almost said it, Zach. I almost said it. The Washington NFL team and the 49ers. Well, winning there is sort of cool, but winning at Lambeau Field, I don't know. Talk to me.
That's a tough one. I think I'm going to have to go with the Packers in that one. Okay. I think Dak is probably due for a not-so-great game since he's been off to such an amazing start so far.
Okay, I'm going to go against the flow, and I'm going to go with momentum. I think Zach's got some momentum behind that quarterback job, and I think that if he wins this week, if he wins at Lambeau Field, Tony Romo's history.
I think he should already be history.
How many guys? He was off 11 or 12 games last year, and they waited for him to come back to the playoffs, and he did nothing. I mean, that would be like waiting for a chick that you haven't seen for 3 months to come over and get you some action, and she comes and doesn't give you anything.
Right. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think Tony Romo gets a bad rap with some people, but at the same time, he's just racking up the injuries as he gets older, and Dak Prescott. I mean, he's on the verge of breaking Brady's record for most like passes without an interception by a rookie quarterback.
No doubt about that. We're talking NFL, folks. We've got open phone lines around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, we've got the Oakland Raiders moving to Los Angeles, having moved to Los Angeles. Back to that, man. The Oakland Raider fans have been dumped twice now by the Davis family. Of course, Al Davis first took that team to L.A. Of course, they played in the Coliseum, and that didn't work out. Then he wrangled a deal, and he came back to Oakland, and he extracted and extorted some money out of the people in at the Oakland Coliseum. And now he's going to take his act on the road again. You know, I mean, the Davises are. And although I'm all for having a team in Vegas, I really am all for having a team in Vegas, I just think that the way the Raiders went about it just was a little bit, how can I put this, a bush league.
I think that, you know, I feel bad for the city of Oakland. I don't think that they deserve to lose these teams like this. I think that there is a good fan base there. I mean, the Raiders still have one of the best fan bases, and there's still people down here buying those jerseys.
Well, I think they sell, like, the top-selling memorabilia team in the NFL and have been for many, many years. Now, does my man Brock Osweiler, what happened to you, Brock? You were supposed to go to Texas and, like, do a big thing for me. I thought you were going to be the guy. I don't know. Anyway, the bottom line is Brock Osweiler. Can he bounce back this week against the Colts?
The Colts aren't that hard of a team to bounce back against. They don't have a good defense. I think he could bounce back, but I think John Elway deserves a lot of credit for cutting ties with Brock Osweiler. Because, I mean, the Broncos are still looking good, and Brock Osweiler, not so much.
You know, Brock has really made me look bad this year. He's the only guy that's really made me look so bad. Brock, you're a turd. Anyway, let's talk about the real highlight of week number 6, the return of number 7. No, I'm not talking about Mickey Mantle. I'm talking about Colin Kaepernick, a guy that took the 49ers within 5 yards of the World Championship, the Super Bowl, just a few years ago. Of course, the 49ers, they had to make a move then, because the bottom line is Chip Kelly's offense, I think it's custom made for him, and Blaine Gabbert just wasn't getting the. Blaine Gabbert sucks.
Yeah, I mean that's putting it nicely. Actually, I think he does more than that. He has a terrible record as a starter, and Colin Kaepernick is just better than Blaine Gabbert in every way. You know, and I think this is the right time to bring Kaepernick in, and he should be able to get the offense firing a little more. And they might be able to come out and surprise this Buffalo team because, you know, Kaepernick's coming out. And when he first came out, when Harbaugh first debuted him, it caught teams by surprise.
Pound for pound, he was the baddest dude in football, man. Remember when he would take off with the ball? And good Lord, he was like a streaker. He's the fastest, strongest quarterback I think we've got in football. I really do. And I think that if you let him do his thing, and unlike Donald Trump, if you let him do his thing, he won't ruin the team. I think he'll bring the team to newer and bigger heights. I think if they stick with Colin Kaepernick for the season, I think they can salvage 2016.
I think you're right. I mean, it's going to be a tough battle because their division's tough. You know, the Rams have been good. The Seahawks are always good. The Cardinals, I think, are better than their record. But I think that they could definitely put together some wins in the coming weeks.
Open phone lines around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We'll get to the lines after the break. The bottom line is this is Sports Byline. We're talking NFL. But I do want to go back to, just for a second, let me go back to the world of combat sports. I got to ask you this, Zach. With the world heavyweight champion, of course, I'm talking about Stipe Miocic, him talking about maybe fighting a hobo or something like that. How come they're willing to give? We talked earlier about putting these guys in death matches after death matches. How come some of these guys are getting easy fights? And like, you know, I mean, Cain Velasquez doesn't get too many easy fights. He gets death matches day in and day out.
Yeah, and I think part of that is the fact that, you know, Cain held onto that belt for so long and there were so many injuries. So I think he actually does have to earn the right to fight for the belt again because of how long he held onto it without actually defending it.
A ticked off Cain Velasquez is like, I don't know what it's like, folks. I can't think of anything that intimidating, that awesome, and that much. Can you?
It's poking the bear. That's what it is.
It is. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Zach Attack, Young, and myself until the top of the hour talking sports, social issues, and, of course, Donald Trump, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-759. The Mighty Temptations to the break right here on Sports Byline.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
You want to take a chance on that?
An urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You want Republicans to watch closely for something? May I remind you, Republicans were caught completely off guard by a bright orange man in a bright red hat. No wonder the Republican Party is the official party of hunting accidents. Our political system depends on people accepting the outcome, even if they don't agree with it. But Trump cries fraud whenever he disagrees with something or someone, just like he questioned President Obama. And now he's trying to delegitimize Hillary Clinton by calling her a criminal who should be thrown in jail, like he did at the debate on Sunday. Although, according to his campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, Trump wasn't being serious when he said that.
Does he stand by that this morning, that Hillary Clinton would be in jail if he were president?
That was a quip.
Ah, yes, a classic Donald Trump quip. Rudy, Chris, gather round. I've crafted a new quip. Or perhaps it's just a bon mot. I'll tell it to you and you decide. But that's Trump's M.O. to discredit anyone he disagrees with, whether it's his opponent or the election itself or even the media. In fact, Trump has been so hostile to the mainstream media and so friendly to the paranoid right-wing fringe that he has even actively courted the support of a crackpot conspiracy theorist and radio host named Alex Jones. Trump granted Jones an interview last year and frequently posts links to his website. And yesterday, Jones offered a sober, nuanced, well-reasoned argument for why people should support Trump over Hillary.
She is an abject, psychopathic demon from hell that as soon as she gets into power is going to try to destroy the planet. I'm sure of that. And people around her say she's so dark now and so evil and so possessed that they are having nightmares. They're freaking out. Hillary, reportedly, I mean, I was told people around her that they think she's demon-possessed, okay? I'm just going to go ahead and say it, okay?
First of all, you can't go that deep into crazy town and then say, I'm going to go ahead and say it. There are aliens from Mars living among us and occupying the highest levels of government, and, well, I'm just going to say it, some of them are a little rude.
I want to know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide. I want to know what you're feeling. Tell me what's on your mind.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Tuck.
Clap your hands, sir. Stop being racist. Clap your hands.
Sticking with week number six, the NFL, of course, Denver is San Diego. San Diego, 3-point underdog there, straight up. What do you think there, Zach?
You know, I think Denver's due for a bounce back, and San Diego has had a tendency for throwing games away, so I'm going with Denver.
Okay, the L.A. Rams. I keep saying that, the L.A. Rams at Detroit. Detroit is a -3.
I think the L.A. Rams are going to prevail in that one. I think that's going to be a bounce back for them.
You are a homer without the R. Okay, let's go. Let's talk about...
-3 on the road.
Okay, Carolina at at New Orleans. New Orleans is a 2.5-point favorite.
I think I'm going with New Orleans. I think that they're a different team in the dome.
That dome is where it's at. That home. You know what? I never understood that home field advantage, Zach. I mean, I really never understood how a basketball team, could beat a team, beat the snot out of them here in San Francisco, right? Just beat them to death, and then go to L.A. or even go to Sacramento, and then get beaten by 20 points by the same team the next night. I don't understand that.
It's crazy. I mean, I think people get used to the quirks of their arena. And when you're talking about a dome, it's a whole different environment than when you got an outdoor stadium and you got to factor in the wind and all that.
Colin Kaepernick's a 9-point underdog tomorrow at Buffalo.
Yeah, that's pretty steep odds.
And?
I can see the 49ers actually surprising Buffalo because it's going to be a different offense this time.
Zach, let's take the Niners and we'll give up the points. I mean, we'll give us the points. We'll take the points.
We'll take it.
We'll take the point. Of course, Cleveland at Tennessee. Tennessee a -7, a touchdown there. I think I'll go with Tennessee on that. What about you?
I think Cleveland's due for a win. I'm going to go with Cleveland.
Okay, you get Cleveland to win out, win straight out, or cover the points?
I think, well, both, but I think they'll actually come away with the W. I mean, they're 0-5. They got to win at some point.
Baltimore at the Giants. The Giants are 3-point favorite.
I'm going to go with the Giants. I think Odell Beckham, he's about due for a breakout week.
Interesting. Kansas City at Oakland. Oakland's a 1.5 favorite.
I'm surprised that Oakland isn't more of a favorite. It's a good matchup, especially being a divisional game, but I'll go with Oakland.
Seriously, Oakland, of course, that, what can I say? We love that Oakland offense, man. They just got it going on, and the Davises are going to Vegas just like the Taco Man said a year and a half ago. People laughed at me. Remember, you guys were laughing at me. There's going to be no NFL team in Vegas because the NFL owners won't approve it, and they can't get the money. Well, they got the money. NFL owners are going to improve it because the bottom line is the money is there, and the NFL is headed to Las Vegas probably 2017 or 2018. Now, we switch to Green Bay, Dallas. Dak Prescott at Green Bay. Green Bay minus 4-point favorite.
That's an interesting game. I'm going to go with Green Bay. I just think, you know, the Cowboys have been on such a roll, and when you're relying on rookies like that, at some point they're going to slip a little.
You know, you keep saying that, but the bottom line is some guys are super, and Dak Prescott just might be the superstar in the making. You want some 1 year from now, we might be talking about Dak Prescott, the NFL MVP. We just don't know because he's thrown some good passes thus far, and he's throwing better TDs than he is picks. Bottom line is Dallas, Green Bay tomorrow. Green Bay a 4-point favorite. I got to go with Green Bay as well. Atlanta, Seattle. Seattle 6.5 points.
I'm surprised that Seattle's favored by that much, but they are also one of those teams that has a huge home field advantage, and I think that they are rightly favored in that game.
Interesting. Okay, Indiana, Houston. Houston's a 3-point favorite.
See, I could see the Colts actually taking that game. I think I'm going to pick the Colts to cover that.
Okay, and in the final game, we'll talk about the New York Jets in Arizona. Arizona, 7.5-point favorite.
Yeah, you know, I'll go with Arizona. The Jets have not been that impressive. And Arizona, you know, they have kind of struggled the last few weeks. But I think, like I said, I think they're better than their record indicates.
Before we talk some MMA and close out this segment, let's talk about the big pick of the day for you. What's your best bet today? What do you like the most?
The best bet of the day, I would say, is going with I really think the Raiders are going to take care of business.
That point and a half, you don't have a whole lot. They're playing at home as well. I think that sounds like a sound bet. I don't know. I haven't got a real hot bet this week, although I do like I don't feel secure on that one. Let's talk a little MMA. CM Punk, professional wrestler extraordinaire, WWE champion, the guy made his debut in the world of mixed martial arts about a month and a half ago. He got the snot beat out of him. I mean, it just wasn't pretty. There's no doubt about it. And now he wants to fight again. What makes somebody, I don't get it. If you threw me into a wood chipper, I wouldn't want to go back into the wood chipper. He wants to go back into the wood chipper. Is he insane?
Well, maybe he just really has the heart of a fighter. I mean, maybe you really got to give him some credit because that getting beat like that would discourage a lot of people.
I'll say it again. He's going into a wood chipper now. He's putting his arms back into a wood chipper. Why would you put your hands back in a wood chipper when they've been cut off so bad the first time?
I think he probably thinks that he's trained for all those years. He went out there and he laid an egg, and he wants to prove that training wasn't for nothing.
Look, the only time he's going to win a title in world of mixed martial arts, and I don't even think he'd do that, is if he pulled an Andy Kaufman. You know what an Andy Kaufman is, don't you?
Yeah, and I don't see him winning that.
Now, Andy Kaufman was a transgender wrestling champion. You knew that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in. I mean, that's the only way he's going to win a title, CM Punk. He's skinny fat, just like Kyle said. Listen, all of the people that are knowledgeable regarding mixed martial arts, nobody gave him. I mean, he had no chance. I mean, they picked the easiest guy, or they thought they picked the easiest guy that they could for the guy. And the bottom line is, unless they picked a guy with one arm and was blind, he's not going to beat anybody.
Yeah, and you know, I think that's the only reason why he was even favored in any circles is because his opponent, they really did give him a soft touch.
Okay, switching gears now, let's talk about the NBA runner-up. So I'm talking about the Golden State Warriors. Of course, they have the great Steph Curry, and they've signed Kevin Durant. Is there a chance this Kevin Durant thing could be like, could not work? Is there a chance this could not work?
There's no chance. I feel like I can honestly say that there's no chance unless they just, for whatever reason, can't get along to the point where they just stop playing in the middle of the game. That's the only way I can see it because, I mean, Vegas actually has them as more likely than not to win the championship, which is really rare. There's something like 9-5 favorites.
Well, I think they would be if Durant lives up to the potential that he's had in the past. And, of course, he's coming into with a $20 million contract he signed with the Golden State Warriors, of course. And Steph Curry is the guy that got him to come out. Now, at 6'9", he's a small forward?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's crazy to think that. That's a power forward in most teams.
And the bottom line is the Warriors look like they are going to capture the NBA title in 2016-2017 with this outstanding lineup. I mean, what can we say? Steph Curry, he's still hitting shots. I saw some practice shots from him the other day. They were practicing, and he's hitting like 65 and 70-foot jumpers. How do you do that consistently? How do you do that when they throw you 8 or 10 basketballs in a row and you hit like 4 or 5 50-footers in a row? I mean, that's just like, it almost looks rigged.
It really does. I mean, I don't know how. I guess if you work at something long enough, sometimes you can get better, but I don't know. I think at a certain point, you're just born with that level of talent.
Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, of course, bad part of the team that's going to bring us, I think, back to the NBA Finals, and the NBA title will be LeBron and Kevin Durant, of course, and Draymond Green and Steph Curry and the gang. They're going to duke it out for the title in 2017. That's just the way I see it, and I think Las Vegas sees it the same way. Zach Italiano is my guest, my co-host. I mean, you're tuned to No Holds Barred. Get back. This isn't No Holds Barred. We do No Holds Barred Sundays at 5 p.m. Pacific time. What am I trying to do? I'm trying to pump my other show. Tune it out. Talk about MMA and pro wrestling Sundays, 5 p.m. Pacific time, right here on Sports Byline. Too much coffee. Espresso to the break right here on Sports Byline. What did you
do to me? Durant drives across the lane, long strides, and gets the roll. Durant trying to get the foul, knocks it down. Tie game. Durant gets past Anderson, and Ginobili called for the reach. Ginobili lost it. Raiders with a steal. Durant inside.
Well, he looks spry. Very good. Pump faked a three, drove the basketball, and got an easy bucket for Plumlee. Curry got it. Rattles it home. Steph Curry.
What a game.
Barnes, a little turnaround on Lillard. No. That's Curry with the offensive rebound and a putback. Overtime, he has 35. Lillard passed it up. Green got a hand on it. A turnover. Up ahead. Curry. Curry left wide open. Right between the eyes. Steph Curry. High screen comes. Curry. Some ball handling, fires up a three, does it again!
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco. Baby, you treat me,
bad. Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
you do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Remember, questioning the legitimacy of the first black president was the centerpiece of Donald Trump's political career. It's the thing that made him popular with GOP voters, but during this campaign season, he's refused to discuss the issue at all. And that came to a head on Friday when Trump once again played the media by teasing a big announcement on the birther issue. And the media gamely went along, standing by for an announcement that even they knew was total BS.
A remarkable moment in the history of presidential politics. We believe a presidential candidate is about to stage a grand event in a hotel ballroom to essentially declare the sky is blue, water is wet, and the sun rises in the east. We think that Donald Trump might say that he now thinks that President Obama was born in the United States of America.
But we don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know.
At this point, Trump is effectively giving the news a daily existential crisis. We don't know, man. We just don't know. So the media stood by with bated breath, and once Trump took the stage, he rewarded their patience by immediately getting to the issue at hand, plugging his new hotel in Washington, D.C.
Nice hotel. Under budget and ahead of schedule. Isn't that nice? This is our brand new ballroom. The hotel is completed. We'll be having our opening ceremony in October, and it's going to be something very special.
Washington. If Trump wins, he should build hotels in Canada. After the election, demand's going to be huge. Nobody's going to want to go to Washington.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
It was better before. With the garbage and the smoke, it was better before.
56, make it 57 minutes, Pastor. I want to thank the great Seth Meyers. Late Night with Seth Meyers. You catch him each and every weeknight on CBS television for CBSTV.com. Straight up, Seth Meyers, we thank him so much for his wisdom and his insight. Bottom line is, it's a Donald Trump week, folks. And Zach, you heard every terrible thing he said. You watched every inexcusable thing he did. You knew Trump was a race-baiting, xenophobic, misogynistic, authoritarian con man. You knew about his insatiable appetite for power, his bottomless need for affirmation, his dangerous impulsiveness, and his uncontrollable temper. Why did the Republicans nominate this guy for president?
He was the guy that, I don't know, they just don't have anyone in their party right now. And it's really an indictment of the Republican Party that none of those guys could beat him, because he legitimately won, and he won in a landslide, and that says a lot about where they're at.
And the bottom line is, whoever wins this election, it looks like Hillary Clinton's like a 94% favorite to win this fight, 94-6%. That's the latest Las Vegas odds, 94-6. Doesn't sound good for Trump, but the bottom line is, we're not happy with her, and I guess it's probably one of like, you know, 1A or 1B. You probably don't like either guys, and the independent candidates don't have it going on anywhere. Anyway, Zach, this week's in a hop as far as the NFL is concerned, because Colin Kaepernick is going to be back in the saddle. And I think that's going to be the story we're talking about most of the week. What do you think?
I think you're right. I think that very well may be the story that we talk about.
I mean, they talk about Colin Kaepernick coming back here, having a good game, doing his thing, and, of course, kneeling down for the national anthem. And you and I still think that's a matter of his rights. I mean, the bottom line is, you know, you have the right to do that. You can stand, you can lay down, and do whatever you want.
I agree. I mean, if you feel that there's injustice, that's what this country is about, is standing up for your personal beliefs and having the ability to do that without facing, like, prison consequences like you would in other places.
Zach Attack Young, co-host of No Holds Barred, as well as Johnny Talkin' as All-Stars here tonight. Of course, he'll be back tomorrow at 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm asking you, the show starts at 5 p.m. Pacific time. We talk an hour of pro wrestling with Dr. Mike Lennon. I want to thank him for his report tonight. And then we do an hour of MMA with Zach Attack Young. Zach, take care of Jazz. Say hello to your mom. Have a great week, my brother.
You as well. See you tomorrow.
You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I thank you so much for tuning in. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars, each and every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next time, keep your chin up.